officer got his feet under him. He looked very, very unhappy, which I could understand. This was not his best day. I took hold of his arm. "Let you and me take a walk."
"You're a woman."
"Don't let it go to your head. Do you have a name? How about a rank or title?" He offered a regional name about a paragraph long, filled with the unmanageable clicks that messed up a language otherwise already unfit for the normal human tongue. As proof of my assertion, I offer my inability to manage it at much more than a pigeon level, despite having spent years in the area. I picked out what sounded like it identified his personal place in the genealogy of a nation. "I can call you Souverain, then?" He winced. I got it after a moment. Souverain was a diminutive. No doubt he had not been called that by anyone but his mother for 20 years. Oh well, I had a sword. He did not. "Souverain, you've probably heard rumors to the effect that we're not nice people. I want to put your mind at ease. Everything you've ever heard is true. But this time, we're not here to loot and pillage and rape the livestock the way we did last time. We're really just passing through. We hope with minimal dislocation for everybody. Both us and you. What I need from you, assuming you'd rather cooperate than lie in a grave being walked on by some replacement who will, is a bit of official assistance, aimed at hurrying us on our way. Have I been going too fast for you?"
"No. I speak your language well."
"That's not what I..." "Never mind. Here's what's happening. We're going to go up on the glittering plain."
"Why?"
Pure fear filled his voice. He and his ancestors had lived in terror of the plain since the coming of the Shadow Masters. I offered a bit of nonsense. "For the same reason the chicken crossed the road, to get to the other side." Souverain found that concept so novel he could think of no response. I continued. "It'll take us a while to get ready. We have to assemble provisions and equipment. We have to scout some things, and not all of our people have arrived yet. I'd just as soon not fight a war at the same time. So I want you to tell me how to avoid that." Souverain offered an inarticulate grumble. "What's that?"
"I never wanted to be in the army. My father's doing... He wanted me away from the family, someplace where I couldn't embarrass him. But he also wanted me doing something he felt to be in keeping with the family dignity. He thought, if I was a soldier, there'd be nothing I could mess up. We had no enemies who could embarrass me."
"Stuff happens. Your father should know that. He's lived long enough to have a grown-up son."
"You don't know my father."
"You might be surprised. I've met plenty just like him. Probably some that were way worse. There's nothing new in this world, Souverain. And that includes all kinds of people. How many more soldiers are there around here? How many all told on this side of the mountains? Do any of them have any special loyalties to Taglios? Will they abandon Taglios if the pass is closed?" The territories south of the Donda Presh were vast but weak. Long Shadow had exploited them mercilessly for more